For CRI, I'm Alexander Rorcott. A three-month campaign for a new election in May has kicked off in Ukraine. This comes after lawmakers voted to dismiss President Viktor Yanukovych over the weekend. They since named Parliamentary Speaker Oleksandr Turchynov as the acting president. The interim Ukrainian president has met with the EU foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, in Kiev to talk about the situation. Turchynov also put out a request to the international community for $35 billion worth of immediate financial assistance. The Chinese government has issued a statement saying it firmly opposes the appointment of a US special coordinator for Tibetan issues. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says the Chinese government will not recognize the position. She says China resolutely opposes any foreign country using Tibet to interfere in China's internal affairs. It's been reported Sarah Sowell, a US official responsible for human rights, has taken the post. US Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has outlined his priorities for next year's defense budget cuts. The plan includes reducing the size of the US Army to its pre-World War II levels. This would see the US active troop figures be reduced to between 440 and 450,000. US active troop figures peaked at 570,000 following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The Pentagon chief has unveiled his budget cut plans as the Obama administration prepares to pull out most US troops from Afghanistan by the end of this year. US forces have been engaged in Afghanistan for the past 13 years. Among the cost-cutting measures, Hagel is proposing a new round of foreign base realignments and closures. The bases to be shut down have not been specified. Egypt's interim cabinet is resigning en masse. The decision by the government of interim Prime Minister Hazem El Beblawi comes amid a series of public sector strikes by various labour groups in Egypt. It's widely expected Housing Minister Ibrahim Mahlab is going to take over as the new Prime Minister and form a new interim government. The interim government of Hazem El Beblawi was formed following the ousting of former President Mohamed Morsi last year. The resignation of the government comes as Egypt prepares to hold both parliamentary and presidential elections in the coming weeks. Iran's government has condemned a terrorist attack near one of its consulates in Pakistan. A suicide bomber blew himself up outside the Iranian consulate in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar. The attack left 2 dead and 11 others injured. So far, there's been no claim of responsibility. Iranian diplomatic missions have been the focus of attacks the past few months in Lebanon, with Sunni supporters of the Syrian rebels attacking Iranian outposts in Beirut. Three separate bombs have gone off in the semi-autonomous region of Zanzibar in Tanzania. The bombings have left 4 people injured. 2 of the bombs targeted Christian churches on the island. The other was picked up by a local fisherman before it detonated. The bombings are the first of the year in Zanzibar, which went through a spate of sectarian attacks and killings last year. Tanzania, officially a Muslim state in East Africa, has a significant Christian minority left over from its colonial era. The Indian military in Indian-controlled Kashmir says it's killed 7 militants following a fierce gun battle along the line of control with Pakistan. Indian authorities say its troops were fired upon while on patrol around 125 kilometers northwest of Srinagar. No casualties are being reported on the Indian side. Indian authorities have sent in additional troops to the area amid fears more militants may be planning further attacks. Military officials are now trying to determine who the dead militants may be affiliated with. Indian authorities say they're concerned about an increase in militant attacks ahead of forthcoming local elections in Indian-controlled Kashmir in the next few months. Sporadic attacks on Indian troops are common along the line of control in the restive region. Fighting in the region last year left over 200 dead. New statistics are suggesting as many as 3.6 billion holiday trips were made during this year's Chunyan, the 40-day travel period connected to the Spring Festival. The annual travel rush concluded yesterday. It began on January the 16th. The Ministry of Transport says roughly 266 million trips were made via the railways, up 12% from a year ago. It peaked on February the 6th, the last day of the Spring Festival holiday. That day saw a record 8.4 million railway trips made. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Rorcott.